FM.
836 on Connect FM and your morning connection on this Friday, this first day of spring. It's time to get a snapshot of the week in review for Tri-County Insider Local News, and Priority Media's news director, Bronson Rasmussen, has joined us this morning. Hey there, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. It's nice and sunny out. The birds are chirping. Finally feels like spring, even though the snow might still be out there a little bit.
Just a little bit, and we may get some spring showers here today, but that's all right. It's all part of spring coming, and we all always look forward to that. Well, Bronson, we look forward to this weekly report of the Week in Review for Tri-County Insider News, and let's kick it off with the top stories of the past week.
Sure thing. Our top stories are two that I'll roll into one here. And that was with a couple of road closures in Dubois that were planned for late this week, but now some of which are being extended. So we had for Monday the 16th and Tuesday the 17th, we had Schaefer Road between Route 255 and the entrance to Burger King. Mm-hmm. They were closing off that little section of road to replace some water mains. They more or less finished that at this point. They're still couple loose ends they gotta finish with that. There was another construction project going on right out by Treasure Lake, and I think it was Clear Run Road,
yeah.
And that one has actually been delayed due to all this snow that we got, unfortunately. So that will be finished coming up Monday is the current plan.
I see.
But these projects are needed during this time of year as we replace aging water infrastructure, as the roads begin to deteriorate after years of use, especially Clear Run Road. I've learned that that used to be basically an old horse trail that they've basically paved over. So that road was literally cracking in half and about to fall down the slope.
And the road definitely as of late, as of the past, when I say as of late, like over the past 50 years, has been used a lot because it connects with the back gate of Treasure Lake. So, and people that want a quick route into town, a lot of them will take that one as well. All right. Let's continue on as we're taking a look at the top stories of the past week in Tri-County Insider News.
Our next one comes from a police report, and it's a Dubois man that he was arrested after allegedly leading police in a car chase while under the influence of drugs. This happened on March 10th, where state police, they attempted to pull over a vehicle on Reynoldsville-Sykesville Road for alleged traffic violations. Police say the vehicle then began to flee at a high rate of speed. Well, then police were able to successfully pit the vehicle and take the driver, which was then identified as 22-year-old Robert Wortman, into custody. And they learned that he allegedly had drugs on his person as well as in his system, on top of having active warrants. He's since been taken to the Jefferson County Jail.
And what a surprise. Usually when someone starts to or tries to run from law enforcement, usually there are outstanding warrants, right?
Usually.
If you've watched any episodes of Cops, you'll find that out.
I feel like we've talked about that before in the mornings.
We definitely have. All right, let's do one more as far as being a top story for the week.
Our other top story, you might have heard it here on Contact just recently, a few weeks ago, and that's Giving Hope in Dubois. There's a group now in the Dubois area called Giving Hope. They formed after the closure of the city's only real shelter in 2025, which we reported on, the Haven House. And they are just looking to help homeless in this area however they can. They've explained that there are many triggers that could cause homelessness. And now with there being nowhere really for them to stay overnight, they're trying to find some place to give people shelter.
Yeah. They've, seems like they have addressed some of the other issues, like, making sure that their immediate needs are provided for and things like that. But it's a very complex issue and, but one that needs attention, and it's great to see a local organization stepping up and being a part of that. All right, Mr. Bronson, we are going to continue our week in review of Tri-County Insider News by now taking a look at those stories that our listeners interacted with the most on social media or at our website. So what are our top three there?
Well, this one I was excited to see that we had so much support on. And that has to deal with an annual veteran toiletry drive here in Dubois. We did it last year. We're doing it again this year. But here at Priority Media, Sunny 106, we're partnering with the Free Medical Clinic of Dubois, as well with the Family Dollar here in Dubois, to try to collect toiletries that then the Free Medical Clinic will give out to veterans. This is happening all this month, and we have donations that can be brought here at Priority Media and on West Long Avenue, the Free Medical Clinic, as well as at the Family Dollar itself, right with stuff for you to buy right there, Family Dollar.
Yeah.
And then they'll take all of these items that they got, put them into little care packages, and then hand them out to veterans at the James E. Van Zandt Veterans Hospital.
Yeah, at the medical center up there in Dubois at the Sandy Plaza. And we'll be hearing more about that when the distribution date comes up. But for now, until the end of March, those collections are still being made. All right, what's our runner-up on most interacted with story?
This one comes from the Dubois City Council meeting this week. And it's as they postpone an RFP for the fire station rebuild proposal. So this was a proposal brought together about 4 years in the making to rebuild and possibly new buildings, either rehabilitated or just new buildings in general, for Oklahoma and North Point fire stations. And this proposal that they brought forward this week would just be to look and get your preliminary costs, something like what the architects would tell you it might cost, or even just looking to see what the design proposal would be. However, a lot of concerns came from both the council and from the public just on how much this is going to cost the city. As we've discussed before, the city is not in the best financial situation right now, and to pay quite a bit of money for fire stations has some people a little bit on the edge of their seats.
Right. So if I understand correctly, the proposal hasn't disappeared. It's just been tabled for the time being. So
that's just to give time for legal to review the RFP, just to make sure that everything's all right. And to give the council more time to discuss it and make sure that this is just going to be the preliminary steps and nothing really is set in stone.
Sure. All right. So a lot of interaction with that particular story, as most often these city council meeting stories do. What do we have in third place in that category?
In third place, we have a Sykesville woman who is accused of an assault. She's facing several charges after allegedly physically assaulting a man on January 20th. Police say they responded to Penn Highlands Dubois for reports of domestic violence. Police then spoke to the victim and 24-year-old Jasmine Randall. And after investigation, police learned that the two got into an argument when Randall allegedly hit the man with a closed fist multiple times and then apparently threw a speaker at him, which had cut his head and required stitches. She's now facing assault and harassment charges.
All right. I guess that story would definitely draw some attention, right?
Some of them do, yeah.
All right. Let's put the cherry on the top of this Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. We do that with what I call Bronson's Choice. This is his pick of the top story of the week. What you got?
Well, I have for our top story of the week something that is going to be happening this weekend. You'll be there. I'll be there.
I will?
I think so. You told me this morning. It's the Sunny 106 Family Expo.
Yes, most definitely.
That's going to be happening at Dubois Central Catholic this Sunday from 12:30 to 3 p.m. We invite everyone to go. There'll be something for everyone there, from things for the kiddos, including a lot of fun, like a new obstacle course this year, as well as things for the adults or plenty of information booths, as well as things like the esports being there, the robotics team, new this year. I think we're going to have alpacas as well as exotic animals. And I heard a sloth is going to be there, so yeah. I'm already hooked.
I think the sloth is on his way now, so that he makes it in time.
I think he started like last week, but we'll see.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. It always is with the Family Expo, and we do encourage everyone to come out. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids, bring your neighbors, bring your neighbors' grandkids.
And while we don't charge any admission for this, we do ask for a donation at the door, just a dollar.
Just a dollar for each person.
And that all goes towards Make-A-Wish.
It does. It goes towards Make-A-Wish, and that's where I will be. So if you folks come on out to Family Expo, I'll be taking your money, but gladly doing so because it's on behalf of Make-A-Wish. Mm-hmm. All right, Bronson, thank you. Another great Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. And we'll do this again next week.
Sounds like a plan.